Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, June the 5th, 2017. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, that you continue each day to allow us to see the circumstances that surround. We recognize that your coming is near, and because of this, all of the events that you have foretold are surely coming to pass. We thank you in advance for how you will protect us and continue to guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, no doubt you are fully aware of the latest terrorist event that is taking place in London, beginning on London Bridge. And, you know, whenever there is an event like this, there's always a large amount of controversy as to who exactly is responsible. Is it homegrown? Is it terrorism? Is it what it might be? And of course, the analysis begins almost immediately after the event. I came across an article that was published on a website called the Pacific Institute website. And at the top of the website, it's marked, "Welcome to Pacific Institute." It's a Bible prophecy website. Some of it is written back in the 1900s. Actually, some of the paragraphs in this article were written shortly after February 28, 1993. It actually states it that way. But I thought it was an interesting perspective upon the concept of terrorism. So I'm going to read the article for you and let you see what you think of the article. And of course, then we will take a look in the future at some of the books mentioned in the article and what they are saying there. All right, so let's begin. It's on the Welcome to Pacific Institute website. And the topic is, "Can you see it coming? America will soon lose its constitution." That's the topic. Can you see it coming? America will soon lose its constitution. Beginning the article, it says, "Soon the United States must face its most deadly enemy." The Bible clearly identifies this enemy and shows the tragic outcome of this confrontation. Bible prophecy also shows that the United States will shortly repudiate every principle of its constitution and will become one of history's worst persecuting powers. Already we can see the beginning of these sad events. In the Waco massacre, where the United States government slaughtered helpless and defenseless women and children with a battle tank and poison gas. When the New World Order is instituted, freedom will be gone from the earth. There will be no United States to escape to, no United States Constitution, no Bill of Rights, and no guarantees of freedom of any kind. The whole world will be one vast prison. The freedom we have enjoyed that was so dearly purchased by our founding fathers is now being thrown away by unscrupulous politicians and their sovereignty-destroying treaties. Now, of course, like I said before, these preceding paragraphs were written shortly after February 28, 1993, when the Waco massacre occurred. One would have to be blind not to see the many losses of liberty that have occurred since then. The following article will explain how and why we are losing our Constitution. All right, so that's one part of it. And the other part of the article, I'm just reading now. This is not my opinion here. I am simply telling you what is written in the article. We will come to our explanation on a number of things that relate to the article in our future look at the subject. But the article continues, the most deadly enemy the United States will ever face. That's how the article continues, with a subtopic, of course. Here goes. The United States can never be taken by an external army. U.S. military might is too strong for any nation to ever hope to defeat the U.S. militarily. The United States must be infiltrated and taken from within. Here is a quote by Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States. Quote, at what point shall we expect the approach of danger? By what means shall we fortify against it? Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined, with all the treasure of the earth, our own excepted, in their military chest, with a Bonaparte for a commander, could not, by force, take a drink from the Ohio, or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up among us. It cannot come from abroad. Its destruction be our loss. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. And of course, that's a quote taken from Abraham Lincoln, and he was making a speech before the Young Men Lyceum of Springfield, Illinois, on January the 27th, 1838. Continuing. Charles Chiniquy was a priest who exposed the inner goals and objectives of the papacy in his book, 50 Years in the Church of Rome. This book can be read on the internet, and of course, it can also be downloaded, I do believe, still, as a PDF copy. Continuing the article. For many decades, the papacy has been laying plans for the takeover of the United States. This goal of the papacy is clearly stated in Charles Chiniquy's book, 50 Years in the Church of Rome. And now the writer of the article quotes from Charles Chiniquy's book. Quote, we are determined to take possession of the United States and rule them, but we cannot do that without acting secretly and with utmost wisdom. In our plans, if our plans become known, they will surely be defeated. That's end of quote. Charles Chiniquy, 50 Years in the Church of Rome. And that's, of course, page 373. Continuing the quote, he says, how sad will their awakening be when, with our outnumbered votes, we will turn them forever from every position of honor, power, and profit. What will those hypocritical and godless sons and daughters of the fanatical Pilgrim Fathers say when not a single judge, not a single teacher, not a single policeman will be elected if he be not devoted to the Roman Catholic Church? What will those so-called giants think of their matchless shrewdness and ability when not a single senator or member of Congress will be chosen, if he be not submitted to our Holy Father, the Pope? What a sad figure those Protestant Yankees will cut when we will not only elect a president, but fill and command the armies, man the navies, and hold the keys of the public treasury. Then we will rule the United States and lay them at the feet of the Vicar of Christ. Now, of course, and he's talking about the Pope here, that he may put an end to their godless system of education, and sweep away their impious laws of liberty of conscience, which are an insult to God and man. The American people must be very blind indeed if they do not see that if they do not do nothing to prevent it, the day is very near when the Jesuits will rule their country from the magnificent White House at Washington to the humblest civil and military department of this vast republic. Now, I'd like to pause here for a minute because, you know, whenever I read portions of his book, we, instead of looking at the events that are taking place, we look at the people who are in office and the people who are doing things, and we say, well, they don't fit the profile. It has never been about fitting the profile. The powers that be, those who seek to overtake, those who seek to subvert, those who seek to destroy the Constitution, those who seek to quote one of the individuals specifically, to destroy the administrative state, do not have to identify themselves as a particular group or a particular portion of the population. You know who they are based upon what they do. The agenda is sometimes very, very clear. We see some interesting things happening here. We see a challenge to the Constitution. We see a challenge to the First Amendment. We see a challenge happening right now to the separation of church and state. We see a challenge right now to the same First Amendment with regard to freedom of the press. We have for a while seen a challenge to the Fourth Amendment, the whole concept of privacy. What has the prophecy been? That the Constitution will be repudiated, that it will be undermined. The person who is doing the job doesn't have to be someone that you can fit into a particular mold. The genius of their activity would be that they are doing this while pretending to be somebody else so that you wouldn't even notice. But the same goals are being attained. Now, this is stuff that has been written a long time ago. The book, I was reading from that quote in Charles Chiniquy's book, 50 Years in the Church of Rome. That particular snippet that we read was discussed back in 1854. You notice what Lincoln's statement was. He foretells not an assault from without, but an undermining from within. Surely that is awakening you to seeing some things that are happening around you. And if the person or persons involved are going to be infiltrators, they cannot be easily identifiable. They must pretend to be people like you. They must pretend, in a lot of cases, to be people who have no interest whatsoever in church, in order for them to truly get past you. This is an interesting thing. One of the things that we don't recognize is that Rome has patience. The plan doesn't have to start the year after. It doesn't have to be completed the year after it has been started. The history of Rome, and if you read Avro Manhattan's book with regard to the Vatican, you realize that Rome is patient. She takes her time. A clear look, a close look at some of the individuals who are at the moment in political positions and in administrative posts. you realize that their connections are as direct and as solid as the prophet sees have foretold. Oh yes, you don't see them go to church. They're not devout. Some of them are not devout. And then in a lot of cases when they get into the political life, they pretend to just be average. But the agenda is there. And the beautiful thing about it is that if you know what the agenda is going to be, then you are easy. It is easy to identify who they are by what they do, by what they say. The complete and absolute